Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It's hour two live in L.A. Wednesday, game two tonight. Heat and the Nuggets in Miami. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Thanks for making us part of your day. It is so interesting to me. It's such a cross-section of comments on the LIV Golf and the PGA now merging under an investment fund run by the Saudi Arabia. And it just cracks me up on this. Folks, there's so many fakes out there. So many frauds, so many social justice warriors. Everybody's got a price. You have a price. Just admit it. Everybody's got a price. If somebody walked up to you today, you don't have to love everything about a company, and somebody said, here's $20 million, you'd take it. You'd rationalize it. I see this all the time. I saw this during the presidential election where the evangelical Christians, who are conservatives, rationalized Trump's awful behavior with women. They just rationalized it. Why? Because they're conservatives and didn't want to vote for a liberal. So they rationalized Trump and really bad behavior. There's a lot of good conservatives out there who aren't narcissists and don't have 400 lawsuits and treat women with respect. Trump's not one of them. And you rationalized it. And that wasn't even for money. It was for a vote. So stop pretending you wouldn't take the money. Somebody offered you $200 million. I said this yesterday. I was offered, LIV Golf came to one of the properties I work with, and there was going to be $100,000 worth of advertising, of which I would have gotten a big chunk of it. And they also invited me to go to tournaments. And I said, thank you, but no thank you. And I just said, I'm not going to take it. But if it was $10 million, my wife would have looked at me and said, we need to have a discussion. It's $10 million. You can retire 7 years earlier. Yeah, I would have had a discussion. You think I'm going to sit up here and lie to you? Of course the number matters. Numbers matter all the time. We all make decisions. We all rationalize stuff based on a price or a number or what it does for our kids, our families. That's why I never on this radio dial, one of the things I've done over the years is gotten, you know, less preachy. I think it was too preachy in my 20s and 30s. Life's gray. We all make decisions. We all rationalize votes and trips and who we support based on the money. How does it benefit us? How does it benefit our taxes? There's a lot of things that my conservative friends do not like about Republicans, but they generally are lighter on taxes. So they rationalize it. All right, I don't pay your taxes. But don't pretend you don't have a price, okay? Everybody does. And that's why this morning the Rory McIlroys have a little egg on their face, but he's a man enough to acknowledge it's probably better for golf.
When I try to remove myself from the situation and I look at the bigger picture and I look at 10 years down the line, you know, I think ultimately this is going to be, it's going to be good for the game of professional golf. I think it secures the, it unifies it and it secures its financial future.
You know, some of your favorite golfers ever, the old heads, the old guys that you watched in the 60s and 70s and 80s, they were taking money from scrupulous characters, companies that you didn't have alignment with. It didn't matter. It didn't matter. Nobody cared. So your TikTok made by China, authoritarian government, bad human rights record. NBA, by the way, is in bed with China. Remember all that kerfuffle? Remember all that stuff that Adam Silver and LeBron went through with China? NBA looks the other way on China. You watch the NBA. You love the NBA. Are you bothered by their relationship with China? Not enough not to watch. Not enough not to watch. Your iPhone, where'd they make that? You're on Twitter today. You know the Saudis have a big chunk of Twitter? Our government, when I hear, well, these golfers, Phil Mickelson, didn't care about 9/11. Well, then our government didn't, because their second biggest trade partner is Saudi Arabia. So spare me on the morals and the values and the preachiness. Is at some point, everybody validates their life decisions. And the people that scream the loudest and lecture the most and are the most preachy, you can go to the Catholic Church. I was just watching a movie for about the 15th time a few nights ago, Spotlight. It's one of the great movies of all time. One of the great movies, one of the best written movies I've ever seen in my life. You start looking at our churches, our corporations, our government, our owners of our sports teams. You don't know what you don't know. Be very careful about lecturing others on taking $200 million, which all of us, I've said before, I was offered this, no thanks. You know, if somebody would have multiplied it by 50, I probably would have said thanks. I probably would have felt some responsibility to my family. I would have validated the decision by me. Yeah.
You think Rory McIlroy talked to his family before saying no to over $100 million from the Saudis?
Do you know Tiger? I read it yesterday. I don't know if it's accurate. Tiger was offered like $800 million. Now, Tiger, of course, is worth a billion or a lot. So he turned it down. But
this is more than generational wealth. $100 million for Rory McIlroy is the next five generations are going to eat for you.
Well, if you live in California, the government takes half.
So whatever, fine. Fine. $100 million becomes $50 million. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Come on.
But I see this all the time. It is, well, you're just selling out. You know, I hear this all the time. When a band goes big, oh, they sold out. Yes, all their shows. They sold out the Rose Bowl and SoFi Stadium. And when opportunities present themselves, all of us in America rationalize our decisions if we're a little uncomfortable with it.
Remember when I sold the website? People said, you sold out.
Yes.
You're different now. You're owned by USA Today. Come on. You're not the small, cool, hip website that you once were. You're sold out.
You're one of the only bloggers who ever did it right. You built it, sold it quick, got out, and built it, and have a beautiful family and a beautiful house because you knew it wasn't a 30-year business. 90% of those bloggers now disappeared into the ether. Irrelevant. I mean, I would say 98%, completely irrelevant. You built it, sold it, got out, understood the timing of the market. There's nothing about it. You can't listen to the virtue signalers out there. Everybody's just, you know, you go to all these social media, follower of Christ, and they're the rudest people on the internet. It's like, give me a break, okay?
Yeah. A lot of these media members bashing the PGA, they've never run a business. They have no idea what's going on behind the scenes. We don't know the finances of the PGA. Maybe, are they in dire straits? Shipnuck yesterday.
Alan Shipnuck, get that bite again. Yesterday was a moment of clarity for me. Alan Shipnuck, who, by the way, again, this is a guy that covers it professionally for all the pearl clutchers, said this yesterday.
The European PGA Tour would have gone out of business a long time ago if it was not hosting its biggest money events in Saudi Arabia, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Turkey, China. That tour stayed in business in these, playing in these places with autocratic governments. And it's always been a factor in the sports world. I mean, you mentioned the EPL. I mean, half of those teams in the English Premier League are now owned by Saudi Arabia or other Middle Eastern interests. And so it always felt a little hollow and a little sanctimonious. Now, the tour's biggest sponsors, Coca-Cola, FedEx, Morgan Stanley, they all do business in Saudi Arabia. They have for a long time. So the lines got very blurry.
Yes, no reasonable person would deny what he just said. The lines have gotten very blurry. LIV was succeeding but needed to be on television. You're not a legitimate sport unless you have a TV contract. You got to be on Fox. You got to be on CBS. You got to be on a big dog. You got to be on television. I mean, that's why women's basketball is one of the fastest, it may be the fastest growing sport in the country. During March Madness, you had the young lady played for Iowa. Why is women's basketball growing? It's not the attendance. It's their television ratings. They're more viable on television. Therefore, women's basketball is growing. We're not counting seats for college basketball games in the Big Ten. Women's basketball is growing because the ratings are growing. And LIV had a hole in their business. We don't really have a legitimate business partner. Golf had a hole in their business. They're running out of money. They were having now to pay a little bit more money, right? They were under the microscope a little bit. You had two major sponsors pull out. And they're like, you know what we need? We need Brooks Koepka back. I don't think it's a coincidence when Brooks Koepka wins the PGA Championship, you look at those ratings and you're like, we need him back on our tour. We need Phil Mickelson back on our tour. So you had two entities that both had a hole. The PGA Tour had a lot of Scottie Schefflers, great golfer. But if you're a casual, which most golf fans are, he didn't get you to a TV.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip. But they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay authenticity guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's a head turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
By the way, speaking of fans that rationalize things and why I've defended the LIV golfers from the beginning, I don't have to agree with them, but people rationalize their choices, who they vote for. The Cleveland Brown fans, Deshaun Watson's behavior is despicable and grotesque, especially if you have a wife or a daughter or a sister. It's grotesque. Y'all got over it really quickly, didn't you? Because you want to win more football games, and Baker Mayfield wasn't good enough. So you rationalize it. We do this all the time. Your favorite athlete, your favorite politician. You rationalize the decision because it's good for your team, it's good for your wallet, it's good for your taxes. All I'm saying is, I get it. I'm not going to be sanctimonious and preachy. I get it. Everybody's got a price. And I thought the golf, Jay Monahan was completely inappropriate in bringing up 9/11 on Saudi Arabia when golf, the European tour, has had connections. European golfers, the Shell Oil Golf Tournament in this country, the biggest sponsors of the PGA, do business with the Middle East. Give me a break on that stuff. Ryan Russillo, my buddy, podcast host at The Ringer. By the way, you and I don't think you and I have talked about that, and I know it's a very serious subject, but my takeaway on this stuff is I think I was too preachy as a talk show host in my 20s and 30s. I was too preachy. And I think once I had kids, I've realized I don't know squat. Life's become very gray. I don't have to agree with every decision you or I make, but you make it for your taxes and your life and your family. I mean, I have a family. You have your guys. So you tell me, what was your takeaway on what happened yesterday?
I wasn't even remotely surprised. You know, I look, I'm very aligned with you on, you know, if you're going to be somebody who is going to knock everybody else for some kind of connection, then you better have all of your stuff buttoned up and that you're never, ever going to expose yourself to being a hypocrite later on. Like, if you want to be really preachy, then okay, go ahead, do it. But I guarantee I can find something that makes you really inconsistent with the stuff that you're saying publicly. So, it was one of those things in the beginning where it's like, wait a minute, so you're pro LIV golf, so that means ... And you're like, no, that's not what I said. That's not what I said. What I'm saying is that it seems to be that business trumps everything.
Yeah.
And it happened again. And to act like it's any, like to act like this is some surprise, and then what, you're gonna do your 10 minutes on it? You're going to say bad things are bad. Okay, cool. You win. Awesome monologue. I'm not even talking about you, you know, like, oh, bad things are bad. All right. Awesome. What's in the B block? So I don't really look at this thing. I wasn't remotely surprised that this is what happened at the end, because this is what always happens. And that's why when it happened in the beginning, I didn't really have some aggressive take about it because I felt like this is so predictable and it's exactly what we all thought.
So you came out, it's interesting on the John Morant situation. We were talking this morning and I said, it's actually worse that his camp now said it's a toy gun. And I'm like, wait, time out. So now you're just joking about the situation. Like, now if I was a parent and I grounded my kid and they mocked me and laughed about it, I'd be more upset. But your takeaway is, I think, a valid one, that you think by and large fans get crazy on suspensions, and Ja Morant falls into that.
Yeah, we are punishment obsessed. I mean, there's some correlation, a thing that we just talked about, right? You know, I remember, like, every time somebody got busted for weed, the first thing you would do is be like, okay, well, this guy gets busted for weed, and the Ray Rice suspension was only this. And you're like, okay, but this is what the NFL is allowed to do with the Ray Rice situation, and this is what they did. And then ultimately, by the way, Ray Rice didn't play again. So the suspension that everybody wanted for Ray Rice, like, you got it. It may have not been in the memo, but you got it. You got that suspension. And so anybody that suggests, like, well, like, how do you debate some of these awful things that happen and then go, yeah, that feels like six games. ooh, that's a little nastier. Maybe it's 9. Because everybody's afraid to be like, okay, this bad thing happened. What's the right number of games for somebody to be suspended? And I always feel like there's a line of like how far you can be suspended where I'm like, okay, that seems high. So with Ja, as dumb as this stuff keeps happening that's happening, like if it's half the season, Colin, that's insane to me. But nobody would want to say like, well, I think 20 games is too long. And you're like, wait, so that means you think what Ja's been doing is good? No, I think everything he's done is impossibly stupid here. And there's probably more that we don't even know about. But the way this was teased by the NBA and Silver being like, hey, this time around, and then the way it gets talked about in our circles of like, could it be a season? Could it be a season? Like, are you kidding? But I think some of us that are on the other side of not even not having punishment handed out, like none of us want to seem light on it to then seem like we're okay with the acts that led to the punishment in the first place.
Right. So I remember during the Boston Miami series, I said, it just seems like my take was, it feels like Boston has way more good players, but Spo will win 2 games. So it's a 6-game series. Spo's going to just steal 2 wins. Well, it was probably 3. But then I started thinking as I watched them, have I overvalued Boston's talent and undervalued Miami? So let me ask you, for a guy that watches more basketball than anybody I know that doesn't work in the league, is Miami just more talented than any of us want to admit?
No. We have a really hard time when there are results and you're like, all right, well, this happened, so that means that all this stuff happened. Okay. If you took Miami's roster and Boston's roster and handed it out in dispersal draft, like, you wouldn't all of a sudden be taking more Miami players than Boston players. And that really speaks to, one, how prepared Miami is. They're smarter than everybody. They're tougher than everybody. You know, Butler is wired a certain way that you want him closing your games. But some weird stuff has happened along the way. Like, Caleb Martin scored more points in the Eastern Conference Finals than any undrafted player has ever scored in the finals or conference finals since the modern draft going back to 1967. Miami had a negative point differential in the regular season. The last team to make it to the NBA Finals with that stat was, I think, the 1959 Minneapolis Lakers. All right? They have a negative point differential through the first 3 quarters of all of their quarters so far in the playoffs, but are like plus 90 in the fourth.
Yeah.
So what happens is the rules for what we do are like, wait, they keep beating everybody. That means that they're actually way more talented. Yeah, like clearly Caleb Martin has something to him at times. And then Gabe Vincent picks him up. Then Max Strus hits a million shots. We all like Bam. We like Jimmy. But they've lost like 2 rotation guys throughout this, and they're mixing and matching it, and they're still here where they're tied in the NBA Finals. So I like to look at it this way. It's okay to suggest that this is really special.
Yeah.
Okay? But it can't be both special and almost unprecedented in my NBA watching career.
Yeah.
If they pull this off, and even getting to this point, it can't be special, but also to be expected. Because if it were expected, then it wouldn't be special. And that's what this is right now. If they pull this off, Colin, I think it's the most unlikely title run of the 40 years that I've been watching the sport.
Yeah. The Frank Vogel got a job with the Suns. It didn't bother me because I think he's good with bigs, and they got to figure out DeAndre Ayton, and I think he'll probably be good for the room. He's not a confrontational guy. Something was wrong with the culture and Monty and Ayton, and I like Monty, but it just wasn't working. What do you make of the people that go, oh, here's another retread, here's his fourth job? What do you make of that?
Coaching hires are a lot like relationships, right? Whatever you did or didn't have in the past, you know, you're thinking about the next one. Like, you always used to tell me about your dating life, and you were like, you know, like, she doesn't respect me. I need somebody who's going to respect me in the future. And I was like, well, look, some of your takes are spicy. And, you know, if you're going to bring this home, if you're going to bring the work home with the takes,
yeah,
you know, anyways, but you're happy now and everything's good.
That's
and I
right.
can be happier for you as a friend. Extreme close-up on the shot today, I'm noticing, by the way. Anyway, when you have a new coach who doesn't have experience before, it's almost like a lock. You're going to go back to the coach that has experience. And what we had in the 22 to 21 cycles, we had 7 head coaches, I believe, that were hired that had no previous head coaching experience. So the cool thing going back to the summer of 21 and a couple hires in 22 were, okay, who's the long-term assistant who's never gotten his shot? Who's the new young assistant that everybody thinks is awesome that we're going to give him his shot? And I think the counter to that, again, I don't think people understand how quickly these guys are fired. Do you realize Taylor Jenkins has the 5th longest tenure in the NBA as a head coach, and he was hired 4 years ago. Okay? that's nuts. So all of these guys are getting fired no matter what anyway, so yeah. It doesn't really matter. But I think what we're seeing, even if you want to go specific to, like, Quinn Snyder left Utah, there are a bunch of places that wanted him to be the head coach.
That's right.
Vogel should have never been fired. I'm happy Darvin Ham finally got his chance. But the idea that any of the Westbrook stuff was Vogel's fault, remember that old tale being told? Be like, yeah. Oh, yeah, now that Vogel's gone, he'll figure Westbrook out. No, so Vogel never should have been fired in the first place. And Nurse, even though it feels like it ran its course in Toronto, I'm telling you, the list is not very long of guys ahead of him that when other teams are talking about, like, looking at special things that teams do, well, that Nurse teams did in Toronto and the way he would prep his team up for certain matchups, they were like, Nurse is like head of the class when it comes to that. So it can feel a little retready-ish, but really I think what we're doing is we're entering a new cycle of teams going, you know what, actually, let me just bring in somebody who has a lot of experience. And Nurse, you know, I think the job itself, it's just hard to have this job a long time, even if you're doing a good job.
All right, buddy. Good seeing you. Maybe I should make my way down to the beach and hang out with you. A couple beers coming up soon, all right? Return my text.
Well, I don't know. When the sun comes out, I'll let you know.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it, buddy. Ryan Russillo.
See you.
All right. Yeah, so Darvin Ham, I thought, did a really good job. He got criticized, but we were talking about this morning. It's Frank Vogel's 4th job. You would never do that in the NFL. But you would never fire guys in the NFL like you fire them in the NBA. So that's why it feels like some of these guys, you know, are retreads. Vogel should have never been fired by the Lakers. You've heard of my bad. J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
I told you I saw Russillo at my gym.
Yeah.
And, I like to think I work out a lot. I'm in good shape.
He's ripped,
cut.
Yeah.
He's just massive. The guy looks like an NFL linebacker.
Yeah.
He lifts a lot.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get cut, you know, show muscles for the beach, he's just a mountain of a man. When are you going to start working out?
Well, one of these days. Last night I had a big bowl of ice cream.
So Monday night drinking with Bucher, last night ice cream.
Yeah.
You're slacking post-Iceland, huh?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Felt great. I went to bed happy. You didn't. You went to bed with sore abs. I went to bed happy with ice cream.
Sore abs. That bed in early last night. It'll be a late night tonight because it's game 3 of the finals. Series tied at 1. This is a big one. Michael Malone expects Denver to show more discipline after pretty bad defensive showing. 17 clips he showed his team of really terrible defensive rotations. Malone talked about how the Nuggets can improve heading into game 3.
Every clip was a discipline clip, if you will, where our discipline, whether it was game plan, whether it's personnel, whether it's defending without fouling, whatever it may be, 17 clips added up to over 40 points in game 2.
Wow.
And that to me is staggering. So what we can do better is just be a lot more disciplined in terms of the game plan, who I'm guarding, and most of that stems from communication. And we had way too many examples for an NBA Finals game where we have guys not on the same page because of a lack of communication.
40 points on bad defense. I will say this. You leave guys open in the NBA most of the time, they
even
burn you.
Even a wretched three-point shooting team like the Heat, who are 27th in the league this year.
And all of a sudden they can hit. And
all of a sudden they can make every shot.
Yeah, and Tyler Hero's not playing. So what
Tyler Hero officially out for this one. Maybe they're thinking, hey, game 4, if we need him, he'll be back and provide some punch off the bench. I think the guy to watch tonight is Jamal Murray.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Is Jimmy Butler going to chase him around? Is Jamal Murray going to force stuff to get in the offense?
Well, you forget that outside of the first 5 minutes of that game, from that point until the fourth, midway through the fourth, I felt like Denver was the better team. Denver melted in the fourth with about 8 minutes to go. They just started playing poorly. But remember, it was like 10-2 run. Miami took a lead. And then Denver kind of settle down and control the next 2.5 quarters.
I think the Heat trailed by 8 going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And then Duncan Robinson, who had not scored, erupts because of bad, lazy defense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm kind of with you. I think Denver tonight. Is there any player props you'd attack? Who do you think has a good game?
Well, what I think happens is I would take an under on like a Jimmy Butler, and I think guys like Jamal Murray, Gordon Porter have better nights. I think they're going to try to move the ball better, Denver is, because that's what they do well. You know, spacing, move the ball, and try to get Michael Porter a little more involved offensively. He fell asleep.
Tyler Hero, by the way, I just have it in my notes here. He's making $30 million a year. $30 million on your bench, and you're still hanging tough, beating the Celtics. Pretty incredible stuff for Miami. Next up, everybody's favorite team, the New York Jets. Aaron Rodgers, time to talk about him, Colin. The media caught up with linebacker C.J. Mosley yesterday. Mosley, of course, the former Baltimore Raven. He said their June practices feel like real games because they have a real quarterback under center.
It's a different vibe. He sets the bar. He sets the expectation with his resume, with his name, and you know the way he approaches the game every single day. So as soon as he got here, you can see it. He has so much attention to detail. What he's looking at. Well, I don't want to give things away. He has a lot of attention to details. That's all I'm gonna say. And it's helping our offense and it's helping our defense every single day.
You know, I love C.J. Mosley, but he has struggled to stay on the field, hasn't he?
He has had some injuries, but he was good last year.
He's very good player.
Yeah, very solid linebacker.
Yeah.
This is gonna come down to Rodgers' protection, and you know we haven't heard a lot about Mekhi Becton, Dwayne Brown, his left tackle situation. Jets trying to sweep that under the rug and figure it out. Quinnen Williams obviously looking to get paid, but a lot of good Jet stuff coming up because I know you like talking about Aaron Rodgers.
I do. I think it's interesting.
Yeah. Final story is Josh Allen. A little less interesting. He's yet to get a Super Bowl ring, but one of his childhood dreams came to fruition today. EA Sports announced Josh Allen will grace the cover of Madden 24 this season, joining guys like Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. Recent stars to earn that honor. I don't know. Was there a Madden curse? Wasn't that like a thing once?
I've never played it.
You've never played Madden?
I don't play video games.
I've kind of been banned of playing video games, but I would like to if I had the chance. They're fun.
I haven't played a video game in 40 years. I used to work at a bowling alley.
Whoa!
And when I was a kid job. And
really?
I set pins, and I worked at a bowling alley behind the desk, gave out shoes, and there was you'd have to pay. My mom would give me like $3 and change every time I went to work, and I would, this was like young when I was like 16, 17, 18, and I would play, what's that Atari game when you're shooting?
Space Invaders?
Asteroids.
Asteroids, okay.
Yeah, so that's the last video game. I should say, I did play some Pac-Man.
Yeah, of course, come on. I gotta ask you, now that you got me talking about bowling, sorry, Josh Allen, are you good at bowling?
Yeah, pretty good.
Should we have a bowling contest?
I don't like it that much.
Oh, I thought we would just go head-to-head, you know, for fun.
Does everything have to be a competition?
Yes, of course it does. Come on, bowling? You know, back in the day, there was a bowling contest here at FS1 among the shows.
Who won?
Well, I do have a trophy at home. small trophy.
Are you proud of it?
I love winning. I'm good at bowling.
Yeah,
I'm a natural athlete. You know, ping pong, bowling.
People love to hear that.
Tennis. Mm-hmm. Very humble as well.
Yeah. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
I don't know what my wife would do if she walked in and I was playing video games. She would tell me to grow up.
I can tell you what wives might say if that happens. But
Why did you stop playing?
You want to take a guess?
Your wife said grow up.
Something like that.
Yeah.
She's not watching, so I can say that.
Yeah, she said grow up.
But I know relatives are watching and they're like, dang, Jay. Why are you putting that out there?
You have kids.
Listen, sometimes you want to unwind, right? What are you gonna? I'm not like drinking, you know. I'm not like out boozing it up with like you are with all your sources. So I think video games are a great way to unwind. I own a soccer team, so I play some FIFA. Real
now
fun.
That's supposed to be the of all the video
FIFA's
games.
Awesome.
They say FIFA soccer is the best by far.
Yeah, and you start a franchise in the NBA, play your son. It's like good bonding, you know, stuff like
all
that.
Right,
it's
okay.
Fun.
Not trying to be judgy, I'm just...
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay authenticity guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
You know, things are heating up as the NBA Finals head to Miami for Game 3, and that means everyone playing Fox Bet Super 6 gets a chance to win $10,000 for free. Download the Super 6 app on your phone now and enter your 6 Game 3 predictions for your shot to win.
So years ago, I am one of those people that I hear this loyalty thing all the time, and people banged on the golfers that left. They weren't loyal to the PGA. But here's how I kind of look beyond just golf as I look at loyalty. So this is a ridiculous story, but years and years ago, I was sitting with a guy. He was a nice man. He was a radio guy. And I was in Portland, Oregon, and I was offered to go somewhere else. And he just went on and on about loyalty, and he's a very funny guy. Loyalty, and you're part of a team. And he really got me thinking. It was like Friday afternoon. Sunday night, I get a call. He took a job in Boston. What happened to the loyalty thing? My takeaway is LeBron James, why should he have been loyal to Cleveland? They couldn't get him a second good player. He went to Miami. Why should he be loyal to Miami? The team got old. Then he went to Cleveland a second time. Why should he stay? It's Cleveland. He went to Los Angeles. Los Angeles is the biggest economy in the country by a stretch. Seventh, eighth, ninth biggest, I think, in the world. California economy. This idea about loyalty, you know, Chris Rock, the comedian, said it best. A man is as loyal as his options. So the reality is the PGA sanctimoniously lectured golfers on loyalty and 6 months later took a paycheck. So Kevin Durant was supposed to be loyal to Oklahoma City. They were coddling Russell Westbrook. They traded away Harden and got a bag of peanut brittle for him. They got nothing for him. So loyal to what? The GM, Sam Presti's a nice guy, but they didn't do a good job in that situation. What do you want guys to be loyal? Damian Lillard's one of my favorite NBA players. I would argue loyalty's hurt him. He's never playing in May and June. Damian Lillard would be much better served to be on my television tonight. It'd be better for his business. Now, I'm not criticizing him for being loyal, but what I'm saying is I could argue it's been it's not always been the greatest Bradley Beal at Washington. Bradley Beal's a terrific NBA player. I've been on this thing for 7 years. I love Bradley Beal. He's never playing late. He's invisible. He would have been. He could have a much bigger shoe deal, a much bigger social revenue stream if he decided. Now, that may not matter to him. I totally respect that. But I see this all the time when fans complain about the name, image, likeness and the transfer portal. And these coaches, they don't like all these players transferring. Are you kidding me? These coaches are taking better jobs every 15 minutes. And I don't blame the coaches because athletic directors are under enormous pressure at Notre Dame, at Texas, at Clemson, at USC. The boosters are all over the athletic director. The athletic director have to make big decisions. Lane Kiffin once got fired after a loss in an airport parking garage. It's the reality of the business. But what confounds me are these people out there, these that look down at people who take opportunities. Have you noticed something about people that, quote, aren't loyal? They're often the most talented people, meaning they get a call. Their agent calls, a company calls. I worked at another company before this one, and I feel great loyalty to where I work now. I really like my bosses and my radio bosses, my TV bosses. I really have great affection for them. I think they're excellent. They've supported me. But I was at a company and I left that company. And I remember people rolling their eyes. And that company has let go of over 500, 600, 700 people. Many, most hardworking, decent people. Where's the loyalty? I moved because the company didn't have a plan for me. I didn't think I was disloyal. I just didn't think they had a plan. It wasn't my responsibility for my managers to get how talented I thought I was. Maybe I'm delusional. But the point being, I don't get the people who criticize those who take opportunities. I just think those people have never been given opportunities. We talked about this earlier. These college kids that go to universities, college basketball, college football, men and women. And then they go there and they're often, you know, a lot of these coaches in college are salespeople. They're great salespeople. It's almost biblical sounding. They're like preachers. And then the kid gets on campus and realizes they've said that to the same other 9 wide receivers they brought into camp. And they're sitting there thinking, I'm never going to play. Is that disloyal for leaving and saying, I want to pack my bags and go to the school down the street because they're going to play me? So I am very consistent on this. I am pro be opportunistic. I am pro try to see around corners. I am pro. Now, I'm very, very fortunate. I like where I'm at. I feel supported. But when I didn't earlier, locally or nationally, I moved. And I didn't think I lacked anything. I thought I tested the waters and sniffed around and felt around and thought they're not going to support me the way I think I need to be supported. So, I mean, you and I talk about this off the air all the time. There's this small, maybe it's a small group of people that just cling to this loyalty thing. And it just, folks, things change all the time. A meteor could hit the planet tomorrow.
It's one of those old-fashioned values that people really cling to. Oh, you got to be loyal to the company, but the problem is a lot, you know, I have a buddy who is kind of in the media industry, and he had been loyal to this company for a long time. Layoffs came around. He got the axe, and he said it was one of those jarring experiences where he realized they don't really care about you. I know you like to think, I've been here forever, I'm going to get the gold watch at 25 years or whatever. They don't really care about you. You've got to look out for number one. And that's why, from the jump, I've defended that Kevin Durant move from OKC to Golden State back in 2016. I'll defend any NBA player leaving. I defended LeBron leaving Cleveland. LeBron asked for help as he sees the Celtics loading up. Remember back in 2007? The Orlando Magic got Dwight Howard help. And, you know, LeBron asked for help, and they get him like Antoine Jameson, who was like 34, like 35-year-old Shaq. And it's like, I'm sorry, I got to look out for number one. And I know people think that's selfish, Colin. But you know what? Nobody else is looking out for you because they aren't. The company's not looking out for you. They're not. You got to look out for yourself. I'm with you on this.
Yeah, I mean, I just see it all over sports. I mean, look at the NBA. Frank Vogel won a championship with the Lakers, and they fired him because he couldn't make that Westbrook thing work. Well, either could Darvin Ham, and you love him, and they got rid of him. So basically, LeBron's camp wanted Westbrook. That's fine. Russell plays very hard. But Vogel wins a title, and they get rid of him. Ed Orgeron wins a championship at LSU. 2 years later, he's out of work. Gene Chizik won a championship at Auburn. 2 years later, I think two, maybe three, he's out of work. So you want these coaches to be loyal and these players to be loyal and these stars to be loyal. Why? I mean, look at how good Zeke was for the Cowboys. The minute Tony Pollard pops, boom, see ya. By the way, I would have done the same thing. So that's not saying that organizations and companies don't care about employees. I am not insinuating that. But Phil Mickelson complained for a decade. He's like, shouldn't I be paid to come to these events? When I win these events and I'm playing on Sunday, I see the television ratings. Why don't I get any part of that? We're all independent contractors. Why don't I get any part of that? Why isn't there a fee for me to show up by the PGA? So, yeah, that's why I've defended these guys. It's not like Phil was the happiest guy in the world and was treated just beautifully by the PGA. There's a reason a lot of these guys left. Do you think they all lack morals? No, what they lack was appreciation by the tour to understand the value of Brooks Koepka and the value of Phil Mickelson. And I feel very supported, but there are a lot of people out there in pro sports, they leave because they don't feel supported. And by the way, companies make bets, governments make bets, tours, TV networks make bets on people, and oftentimes they won't bet on you. So if you want to go, go.
Yeah. Loyalty is a function of appreciation, a quote I just found on the internet. And you got to wonder, if you're one of those PGA guys who did not take the money because you were loyal, what are you saying in a one-on-one with Monahan and PGA brass? What are you saying to them in the meeting?
Rory,
I stuck with you frauds, and you guys lied to my face and then turned around. I get you got to do what's good for you, but now I got to do what's good for me.
And
get the bleep out of my face, and I'm probably going to go off on him.
Right. Rory McIlroy should say to the new tour, okay, I want $1.5 million to show up to any tournament. I want a check into my bank account.
Would you say, I want a new commissioner of the PGA? I don't trust this guy, and guess what? Every other golfer behind me, we cannot trust this
dude. I wouldn't care about that. I don't want my bosses fired. What I want is $1.5 million the first minute I sign the deal to play in your tournament. I want a bank transfer within 12 hours or I don't show up, because Rory McIlroy gets me to pay to watch a golf tournament. He gets me. He's one of the three or four guys. So
PGA's counter is probably what? Well, if we do that for you, we got to do that for a bunch of guys.
No. That precedent argument's nonsense.
There you go.
There's only about four golfers in the world that can migrate an audience. Brooks Koepka's one of them. Phil's another. I think Rory's one of them. Maybe Dustin Johnson.
Tiger.
You're right. But this whole argument, we don't want to start a precedent. Some people are a precedent. Howard Stern was a precedent. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is a precedent. Figure it out. Simply Safe doesn't rest on its laurels. No safe like Simply Safe. 20% off your security system at home if you go to simplysafecolin.com. Hour 3 is coming up next.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, started off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.